that caused vomiting. And I tell you what else they gave for just a lot of things for children and for old people too. They would take up the white of an egg and beat it up real stiff, and then put the yellow in and beat it up stiff, then put a little wine or whiskey in it and beat it up, continue to beat it. And that was a form of eggnog. Sometimes put a little cream in it and take it to an elderly person. For most anything was wrong with them. And I was talking about just this morning, when you were sick, when a child was sick and they just didn't feel well, stomach ache, anything, they'd kill a chicken and boil the chicken real good and take the stock, the juice, and put some rice in it and give you rice soup. And sometimes they give you that hot chicken soup, just the stock, the soup, not the chicken pie. And drink that. And my father and his brothers and grandfather all drank hot water late at night before we went to bed. Hot water as hot as you could bear it, and drink it as hot as you could bear it in the morning. And felt like that did a lot to you. Wake you up good. And all of our family drank the blackest coffee you've ever seen. They boil the coffee in with the water, you know, and strain it. Black coffee. They couldn't stand old weak coffee, you know.
Now, what terms would you have if somebody died? You might hear more. You might hear some terms that people would consider crude and other terms that were more polite.
Yeah, they had expired or they had deceased. But I'll tell you another term now that they used to call this, the setting up. And I remember when they did it too. And somebody would they'd keep the lights lighted, or the lamps lighted, the kerosene lamps or candles, and they would burn them all night. And somebody would sit up all night, and it was of course a hand-me-down from the early church, feeling like the evil spirits would come before the person's soul was safe to wherever it was going. And the Roman Catholics called that wakes. And they had, the Roman Catholics, our kin out in Louisiana, had real poor parties when they, in Arizona too, when they had a wake, you know, they served drink and everything. But here it was a solemn occasion. People came in and paid their respects. But a few stayed up all night and kept the lights going all night. I can remember that well right here. And the person would be... I do not remember. Now, I've got a homemade coffee in the museum out there that a man had made for himself, and he got so fat before he died, they couldn't get him in it, so his wife had to have another one made, so she had this one left. But I don't remember when they made coffins, but I can remember when you bought them here from general merchandise stores, and there was no embalming. I just can remember that. There was an embalmer in Clinton, and he had a hearse. It was pulled by horses, and it was all glassed in. I've seen some of them in Bermuda and in Europe, too, of latter years, drawn by horses. But this was, but then, your friends would go in. It was a woman, the lady friends would go in and prepare you for burial. Bathe you and prepare you for burial. And then put the best dress on. And then if it was a man, the men came in and shaved them and bathed them and prepared them for burial. But they didn't put them in the coffin until they got ready to go to the cemetery, or to the church. And some people here had what we call